The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Yes, hello, welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. Unfortunately, no games today in Brazil, but that doesn't stop us looking ahead to some of the action. We're going to look at some of the outright betting and have a cursory glance towards the last 16 as well. My name is Mark Walton, and I'm joined in the studio by Dave Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Walton. I think it's good to have a rest day.
Yeah?
I know you said, unfortunately, no games there. I think it's nice to have a little bit of a rest from the World Cup because it means that people can focus on Wimbledon. So I'm kind of happy there's no games today. And Andy Murray's in action later on against Roberto Bautista Agut.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good to... You can assess things now, can't you? I'm sure a lot of people are looking through those last 16 matches and thinking, let's put together accumulators and best bets for the last 16 games. And there's some crackers in there.
Yeah, good. Well, we'll find out what you think are the crackers. But we'll start with a little bit of a summary of what we've seen so far.
Yep.
We'll start with the big news, obviously from Thursday. Luis Suarez, his bite on Chiellini has been punished. He's banned from football for 4 months. Is that enough, DK? I mean, a few people have said that they don't think it is enough. What do you feel?
No, I've seen there have been lots of jokes bandied about. We've just done some video previews out there, and I said that Uruguay going to be toothless without him.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
That's
the standard one, and it got a sympathy laugh. Thankfully, I think it's been edited out, which is kind of Graham to edit that out. I'm not sure what the ban should have been. I feel kind of sorry for him in a lot of ways, because people are making jokes about it. He's clearly got a psychological problem. When he's frustrated and things are going against him, it's almost like he returns to his base instinct, survival mode. I'll bite someone now. I'm being deadly serious here, and he needs help. He needs help more than anything else because he must know. He obviously doesn't know that that's not the thing. That's not how you're supposed to behave as a human being. And he's done it 3 times now. It is ridiculous. He needs professional help, Luis Suarez. People should be out there helping him. Whether or not the ban is long enough or not, I think it's immaterial in many ways. It is what it is, the ban. It's 4 months out of all forms of football, 9-match ban internationally. Yeah, he probably should have got longer, but let's get the chap some help.
Yeah, maybe so. Apparently Uruguay are going to appeal the decision as well, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
I don't really see how they can appeal it. It's right there in video evidence.
Yeah.
They reckon it's been photoshopped, don't they? They say that the picture of the bite marks has been photoshopped.
Really?
Yeah.
It's obvious that he's bitten him. You saw it in the immediate aftermath. That there have been many grainy vines popping up on Twitter where you see 6 seconds of it. But it's there, like you said, video evidence. He definitely bites him. The appeal. If anything, he should get a longer ban or from the Uruguay national team. Not from football altogether, for Uruguay having the audacity to appeal the decision.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there's also the idea that he might be excluded from the Uruguay team. And we've got betting on the fact that he doesn't play in the 2018 World Cup. 11-10 that he doesn't with us. 4-6 that he does, which is interesting. He's also...
4-6 is okay.
Yeah, he's also forced the odds out on Uruguay, 40-1 now to win the World Cup from 33s. And Liverpool fans, if you want to back your side to win the Premier League, I know this isn't part of the World Cup, but you can get 7-1 now rather than 6-1 on the back of that news. So maybe he's done you a favour, I don't know. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Let's talk about some of the players that have shone in the World Cup rather than those that have just sunk their teeth into others. Neymar and Messi. The two big players coming into the World Cup. obviously Neymar was the hopes for Brazil, and Messi likewise for Argentina. Both have turned up. They've played very well so far and been the catalysts for both respective countries.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with both players. It's impossible not to have been. Particularly Neymar, who is 3-1 to be the top goal scorer now. And I think he's had the most pressure on him this tournament, because playing in front of his home fans, he's had to carry that Brazil side, who are not much cop, in my opinion. He's been, as you said, the catalyst for everything Brazil have done. He's admittedly benefited from dodgy goalkeeping at times, I think. There have been a couple of occasions where I've thought, well, he could have done better there, the keeper. In that game against Cameroon, I think it was Neymar's second goal, went down the middle of the goal, did go through the legs of a defender, but it was poor goalkeeping from the Cameroon keeper. He scored twice in that game. Brazil, they look like a more formidable team, in my opinion, when Fernandinho plays.
Yeah.
Luis Felipe Scolari's got a decision to make prior to their last 16 match against Chile, whether to go with Paulinho, who is entrusted throughout the entire tournament, or to replace him with Fernandinho. From an attacking standpoint, they look like a different proposition, in my opinion, with Fernandinho in the team. I think he might replace Paulinho. He's a better player than Paulinho as well.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, just look at the last, what was it, half an hour that he came on in the Cameroon game. He got himself a goal, didn't he? And they did look a little bit more threatening from the middle. I mean, Neymar had come off on that occasion. But, okay, well, while you're talking about Neymar being 3-1, we'll look at the top goal scorer market.
Yep.
It's headed by Lionel Messi, who's 5-2. Neymar 3-1. Thomas Muller is also 3-1. Karim Benzema is 7-1. Robin Van Persie, 10s. Iron Robin, 16s. James Rodriguez is 33-1. Then we've got an Algerian, Islam Slimani, is 50-1. Jerdan Shaqiri is 50-1. And then it's 100-1. Or bigger prices. The rest, just looking at the standings, Messi, Muller and Neymar all on 4 goals.
Yep.
Then you've got a whole host of players on 3. Benzema, Robin, Rodriguez, Shaqiri, Valencia and Robin Van Persie. And then a whole host more on 2 goals as well. Has the value gone in Messi and Neymar by now?
I think I'd much rather back Lionel Messi at 5-2 than Neymar at 3-1 right now. You look at their last 16 opponents. Argentina have got Switzerland.
Yeah.
They should come through that match. Then they'll go up against the winners of Belgium versus the States. They're in the good side of the draw here, Argentina. Brazil have got to play Chile. Then they'll get the winner of Colombia, Uruguay. I fully expect Colombia to go through in that last 16 match to get to the quarters. They've looked a good side. James Rodriguez has been fantastic in central midfield. They've been excellent, in my opinion. Jackson Martinez has linked up well with Juan Cuadrado as well. He seems to have relished Jackson Martinez playing in that number 10 role. He's definitely crucial to that team. So it's going to be tough for Brazil to make their way through this competition. Then they'll either have France or Germany in all likelihood in the semi-finals. Argentina's run looks incredibly good. They should score goals in their last 16 match with Switzerland, then come up against Belgium versus the States. Belgium or the States. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that as a quarter. I'd much rather be backing Lionel Messi at 5-2 than Neymar right now, given that they're both on the same number of goals. There's not much disparity in the price there either, 5-2, when you compare that with the price of 3-1.
Yeah. How does Muller come into it for you then? Because he's also on 4 goals, 3-1. And we know Germany have got goals in them. He's the one that's putting them away.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure he should be as short as Neymar and just behind Messi in the betting here. The good thing is, I believe this stat's correct, Algeria have conceded more shots on goal than any other team in the World Cup so far. Germany take on Algeria in this last 16 match. Got that one from Ray Druitt, so I've not had time to check it yet. Then they'll come up against the winners of France versus Nigeria. So they're in their little mini section there is better than Brazil's mini section. I envisage that the goals might be spread more evenly in that German side from here on out, rather than Brazil and Argentina. Brazil rely on Neymar, and Argentina rely on Messi. I think Germany have got more players that could chip in with goals in their team. So, and not for me at all. Out of those top three in the betting, I'd much rather be with Lionel Messi than the other two.
Okay.
It'd go Lionel Messi,
yeah.
Neymar, Thomas Muller out of those three in terms of my rankings right now for top tournament goal scorer.
Okay. Karim Benzema, not far behind those on three goals, has played very well for France so far, who also have quite a potent goal threat. They play Nigeria, so there might be a few goals in it for them in their last 16 match. Do you think he can sneak into it? I mean, 7-1, is he the each way playing it, if you like?
He's been clinical so far, Benzema. I've been very impressed with him. A bit of a shame that he couldn't get on the score sheet against Ecuador, though. Had a couple of chances, didn't capitalise. Streaky striker, Karim Benzema. I think I've said that before. He tends to score his goals in clumps. I would have liked to have seen him get a goal against Ecuador if I was thinking about punting him at 7-1. Would he be that much shorter if he was level with those three chaps on four? I'm not so sure. They should score against Nigeria. We should get a couple against Nigeria. They've relied on Ahmed Musa for the entire tournament, in my opinion. Nigeria's games have tended to be quite open though so far in the competition, so if Karim Benzema's going to trouble the top three in the betting there, he's going to have to get a couple, I think, against Nigeria.
Okay. Anybody at bigger odds that you think could sneak into it?
Of the guys at the really big prices, I'd be surprised. I'd play, if I was playing an each way bet here, I'd go for the midfielder James Rodriguez. I think he's been the best player at the World Cup so far. He's 33-1 in the betting. I do think Colombia will definitely beat Uruguay, and I reckon they've got a chance against the winners of the game between Brazil and Chile as well. So maybe James Rodriguez breaking from midfield at 33-1. If he was a striker, he'd obviously be a lot shorter in the betting now, having already notched three times.
Mm. Okay, then. So we'll say that he's the each-way pick at big odds. Who do you side with at the top then? Messi at the top of the betting?
Definitely. Yeah. I actually think he's a good price at 5-2 to be top tournament goal scorer right now. I'd play that. I think that's a good price.
Yeah. Good thing about Messi as well is his goals have been out of nothing, a lot of them. And I mean,
they bottled him. The funny thing was, in that game against Nigeria where he scored twice, they bottled him up. And his two goals, one was a moment of pure brilliance, that free kick, and one was opportunistic. You can either describe it as opportunistic or fortuitous, getting on the end of that deflection. That ball came out to him perfectly. He was in the right place, backing up the play. So some people might describe it as opportunistic goal. Some people might describe it as fortuitous. Either way, he was in the right place. But apart from that, they restricted Messi, and maybe he was fortunate to get the two goals in that game, but he's been outstanding, hasn't he? Mm. He's been doing it for 18 months for Argentina now.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. And the way you can look at it two ways, can't you? You can say they bottled him up, as you put it, and he was lucky to get two, or you can say they bottled him up and he still got two.
Yes, precisely. And he's going to score against Switzerland, I think. They're 1-2 Argentinas to win that game. I think he should get a goal in that game. That's at in Sao Paulo on Tuesday afternoon. So, I suppose you've got a couple of ways of playing this. You play the 5-2 now, or you wait and maybe hope Neymar gets a goal in that opening last 16 match. That's Saturday 5 p.m. So this, by the time the Argentina game is played, this market could have a completely different complexion because Germany will have played, Thomas Müller might have scored, and Brazil, they're 4-7 to beat Chile, and clearly Neymar expected to score in that game as well. I think he's slight odds on to score in that game at 10-11. So if you expect Neymar and Müller to score in those games, but you still think Messi's going to be top tournament goal scorer, you wait and get a bigger price, or you take him right now at 5-2 and you cross your fingers and hope Neymar and Müller don't score.
Okay.
You've got a choice to make, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's all about choices and decisions.
It is.
Opinions. Player of the tournament, we'll stick with the theme of players. Lionel Messi 6-4, Neymar 5-2, Arjen Robben 5-1, Thomas Müller 5s as well. James Rodriguez is 16-1, Karim Benzema 16s, Robin van Persie 20-1, Oscar 33-1, Thiago Silva 40s, Alexis Sanchez 50-1, and 66s or bigger prices the rest. I'll just put my two penneth in here.
Yes, go on.
If Argentina win the World Cup, Messi wins player of the tournament.
Yes.
If Brazil win the World Cup, Neymar wins player of the tournament.
Without a doubt. So you'd play them. You'd play the two teams in the outright, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'd rather play the two teams in. I think the outright market's a better market than the player of the tournament market because it's almost. I suppose if Brazil got to the final and got beaten by a surprise opponent, Neymar could still win player of the tournament and. The same applies to Argentina. I actually don't like the complexion of this market. Lionel Messi is the likeliest winner. But then Brazil are favourites to win the event and Neymar's behind Messi in the betting. So I don't like that market at all, really. I know that's not what you want to hear here. But I don't see any value in the betting there.
No.
You just don't know where to go in that market, do you? What's your opinion?
Well, that was my opinion.
Yeah.
if you're going to back either of those sides,
if you're going to back either of those players, you've got to back their side to win it, I suppose. One player that I quite like in that market, you're taking a huge risk here because you're asking Chile to beat Brazil in that last 16 match. But one player that's impressed me immensely so far in the tournament is Arturo Vidal. I think he's been the... arguably, him and James Rodriguez have been the outstanding players in this tournament from midfield so far. He was rested in his last group game. Arturo Vidal, Chile were beaten by the Netherlands 2-0 in that last group game, but Chile rested players. Netherlands ended up qualifying top of that group. But he's the one, in my opinion, that could throw a spanner in the works. And if Chile are to beat Brazil, he needs to have a big game, Arturo Vidal. If he does, he's 100-1 to be to win that market, to be the top player at the tournament. He's the one, I think, at a big price that could go well. 100-1 Arturo Vidal.
Okay, Arturo Vidal. At big prices, then we'll move on from that. Actually, there's not really too much to look into there, not at the moment. Anyway, let's talk about who wins the World Cup now, DK.
Yeah,
the outright betting for the tournament, and Brazil are the 3-1 favourites. Argentina 4-1, Germany 4-1, Holland 13-2, France 8-1, Belgium 18-1, Colombia 20s, 33s for Chile, and Mexico, and then 40-1 or bigger prices. The rest. I still think Argentina. I said Argentina at the start, and I just think they've done what they needed to do through the group, and they can only improve.
Yeah.
And with those players, at some point, it's going to click, and I think they'll really turn it on at some point. At 4-1, I think that's still quite a decent bet at half the odds. Just you know, if they reach the final, you've got half.
They're the definitely odds in the right side of the draw.
Yeah.
I've mentioned the draw before, but the draw looks like this. If you are just with us for the first time, Brazil, Chile, the winners of that match take on the winners of Colombia, Uruguay. They're in the half of the draw with France, Nigeria, and Germany, Algeria. The other side of the draw, Netherlands take on Mexico at the top half of that last 16. Costa Rica take on Greece. And down at the bottom, of that side of the draw, Argentina take on Switzerland, Belgium versus the USA. Undoubtedly, Argentina in the best side of the draw there. It's a dream run to the semi-finals, isn't it, really? Switzerland in the last 16, followed by the winners of Belgium, who, albeit top their group, looked disappointing to me. Scored a lot of late goals. I think those late goals papered over the cracks. Mm. They've looked good defensively. It's been a weird tournament for Belgium. You expected them to play with flair and utilise their attacking talent they've got in that side, and it's almost turned itself on its head, really. They've looked solid defensively and pretty poor going forward, in my opinion. And Romelu Lukaku has just not turned up at all. He was dropped in their most recent game, and I'd be surprised if he gets another looking, because the youngster from Lille, Origi, looks a real talent. Liverpool are apparently in for him.
They need to replace Suarez now.
Yeah, well, for a few months anyway. Yeah. I think Divock Origi has just been superb. So I'd expect him to play in that match against the States. So, yeah, I can see where you're coming from with Argentina. Does the absence of Sergio Aguero affect things?
Slightly, but if you just... They've got other players that are massively influential.
I was asking you that because I actually think it enhances their prospects, because Aguero hasn't been playing well. He was expected to be a factor pre-World Cup, but I think Ezequiel Lavezzi gives them a more direct threat, which seems strange, but... it seems strange saying that, but Sergio Aguero hadn't had an impact on the tournament.
No, he hasn't had an impact. But you just know that if he gets that chance, he's probably going to take it. But they've still got Messi, they've still got Higuain, they've got Lavezzi, like you say, who's quite a decent standing. If you lose one of your best players, to have him come and step in is quite good. And
at the top
Di
of the top
as well. And
yeah,
so much, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely at the top of the betting, Argentina the value at 4-1.
Okay.
Unquestionably, because Brazil and Germany are in the other side of the draw. They've got a difficult path through to the semi-finals, whereas Argentina, on paper, have a relatively straightforward one.
Okay. There's also the added factor of it being in South America. No European side's ever won it in South America.
Yeah.
Although, since the last World Cup in South America, a lot has changed. Yeah. Travel's much easier. Players can adapt quicker. And I suppose that comes into it nowadays, but... The European sides then dominate the rest of the betting. Germany 4-1, Holland 13-2, France 8-1, Belgium 18s. Any of those on the shortlist?
No, I'd be looking at the other South American sides at bigger prices. I don't buy into the no European team has ever won the World Cup because there were mitigating circumstances. Went through this pre-tournament after the World War, when the World Cup was held in South America. Travel was very difficult, and a lot of the European sides were just coming to terms with the end of the war, so they weren't fully prepared. The Netherlands have come within the width of a post of winning a World Cup in South America as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit misleading, that statistic, in my opinion. But from what I've seen in the tournament so far, I think the value in the betting lies with the other South American sides.
Okay, so Colombia, Chile...
Those two. Colombia are 20-1, I think, and Chile 33-1. They're in that top quarter, if you will, with Brazil and Uruguay, and that's why Colombia are 20s and Chile a bigger price at 33-1. Mm-hmm. I expect Chile to knock out Brazil.
Really?
I think they will. Even though Brazil top group A with 7 points, I think they've looked weak in midfield, and I reckon that's where Arturo Vidal will be key. I think he can dominate that midfield. Brazil have actually played more direct football than I expected them to play in this tournament so far. Lots of balls from Thiago Silva and David Luiz have been lumped forward because they're almost playing with a front four. With Hulk, Neymar, and Oscar just in behind Fred, they've not got a midfield as far as I'm concerned. I think Fernandinho could solidify that midfield to a certain extent, but what Chile do well is they press high up the pitch. I think they'll have a lot of possession in this match, Chile. I think it's a good matchup. Brazil and Luis Felipe Scolari has mentioned this in the press. He didn't want to play Chile in this last 16 match. And even though historically Brazil have a very, very good record against Chile, I think they've only won 7 times, Chile, in their 68 meetings in the 90 minutes.
Right.
Confidence is really high in the Chile camp. I think they believe they can produce a shock here. I really do. I don't read anything into that game against the Netherlands that they lost 2-0 because they rotated and rested Vidal. That's a horror of a last 16 match for Brazil, in my opinion. Having come through a really easy group,
this is
a test, and they've not been tested in the tournament so far. So I'd be looking at Chile at 33-1. And on the same theme, just wanting to oppose Brazil more than anything, the other team that's at the top end of that quarter, or the top quarter there, is Colombia.
Yeah.
And they've got Uruguay. I think they're a belting bet to beat Uruguay in the 90 minutes, 19-20.
It's a good price, yeah.
It's got to be a good price. Mm. Without Luis Suarez, Uruguay...
Well, they were
shot to pieces,
toothless against Costa Rica in that first game.
They were
without Suarez,
and he is the one player that Edinson Cavani looks a shadow of his former self.
Yeah,
he's not done it, has he, so far in this World Cup? They've been fortunate. They were in such a poor group in hindsight with England and Italy. Italy looked shot to pieces after their game in Manaus, and we all know about England. Picked up just the 1 point against Costa Rica, were dismal throughout the entire tournament. So Colombia should win that match. They're 20-1, and I'd be with them to beat Brazil as well, because I like their midfield, and okay. I think a team with a strong midfield can beat this Brazil side.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting thoughts there from Dave.
But the teams at the top of the betting, I don't mind your Argentina shout at 4-1 because they're in the easiest half of the draw now.
Yep.
And should make the final, really. I'm not convinced by the Netherlands or Holland. They're 13-2 in the betting, so I think they've got a dream run. Well, Argentina could not have had it any easier.
I was going to mention Holland because they play Mexico in the last 16, which is going to be a tough game because Mexico, we've seen, hard to break down, and they're quite good at counter-attacking, and they've got an unbelievable keeper after his performances, who's a free agent, by the way, I believe. So somebody might snap him up. Holland, if they beat Mexico, would then play the winner of Costa Rica, Greece. You'd expect them then to get through to the semi-finals, because I can't see Costa Rica or Greece causing Holland too many problems if Holland play like they have so far. In the semi-finals, they would then meet probably Argentina. And if you back both Argentina and Holland, you've got an each-way bet
running
into the final.
I'd be against Holland completely.
Where do you think they're coming stuck against Mexico?
I do. Yeah. I think Mexico beat them. Mexico 6-4 to qualify. Netherlands or Holland just... I keep calling them Netherlands. It says Holland on the website.
Yeah.
Holland a slight odds against to win that match.
It says Netherlands on the FIFA website, though.
Yeah,
as well.
It's tomato, tomato, isn't it?
Yeah.
Netherlands 11-10 odds, slight odds against to win that in 90 minutes. I don't agree with that price. I'm glad you touched on the fact that Mexico have been counter-attacking, because that's the style of play that Holland like to adapt, isn't
it? Nil-nil
really?
That game. We'll be waiting to counter-attack.
Maybe. It's a really interesting dynamic because they play such similar styles. What I've been impressed, in terms of the Mexican side with their wing backs, if you will, Aguilar and Lagun have really pushed forward. I think they're going to maybe constrict Holland's movement on the wings, and Robin has loved to pick up the ball either left or right. You look where he picks up the ball; it's never centrally. He likes to find space out wide. I think those two chaps, Lagun and Aguilar, might restrict Robin in this match, and I think that could be pivotal to that match. So 6-4 on Mexico to qualify there looks decent to me.
Okay, I might take you on there.
Okay, you're going with Holland.
I'll go with Holland. I think that's the hardest part for Holland. I mean, last time they got to the final in 2010, they won all three group games there as well. I think if they get past Mexico, they've got a good run through to the semi-finals, and then it's whether they beat Argentina or not for me, but providing Argentina get there, of course.
Yep.
But yeah, Holland the surprise package for me as well. I didn't expect them to have a good World Cup, and I've been surprised. It's Robin and Van Persie are just ridiculous when they're on
form. It's all down to management, Mark. Mm. It is all about management. And I've mentioned this on numerous occasions. You compare football to American football. American football, I know managers get incredibly well paid in both sports, first of all. But football, there seems to be an intense focus on personnel rather than management. Whereas in American football, management comes first and the personnel comes second. That's how it should be in football. Managers win football matches. Coaching wins football matches. And that's why England are flying home.
Okay.
That's my two pence.
That's scathing towards Roy Hodgson there then. We'll move on from that then, DK. That's the outright. Well, we've had a nice look at the outright betting.
Yep.
What's your standout in the outrights before we just get your best bet for the last 16?
I'll play those two South American sides each way, Chile and Colombia, 33-1 and 20-1 respectively.
Okay. Last 16 then, what's your best bet there? Because we're pressed for time. We've been chatting for a while.
My best bet would be, I'm going to have to go with Mexico to qualify now at 6-4. And I think that game sets up well for them against the Netherlands. I expect France to qualify. I might as well spin through these quickly. I'll go Chile, Colombia, Mexico, Greece, France, Germany, Argentina. Bottom game's tough. Belgium versus the USA. I think it'll be a draw. I'll go with the USA because they're well coached by Jurgen Klinsmann.
Okay. Do you want to play the draw in 90 minutes in that? Do you think it'd go to extra time?
Yeah,
I'm just knocking a quick accumulator.
Oh, yeah, play the draw there.
Play the draw. Tell you what, DK, 1,291.66-1 for that accumulator if you get every match of the last 16 correct.
There could be a few draws in there. I'd rather look at the to qualify market. That would be nice, but then I suppose you've got to go into every single match. Let me just put this together very quickly for you.
Okay, I'll chuck in my best bet for the.
Okay,
for the last 16
you do yours while I'm sorting this out.
It's a very simple best bet. We've already touched on it, but Colombia to beat Uruguay at even money has to be the bet of the last 16 for me. Colombia have been very impressive.
Is it even money now?
Even money on site at the moment, yeah. And I didn't expect them to be anywhere near odds against. I thought they'd be 4-7, something like that, to win the game. Mind you, I suppose, in saying that, that's the kind of price that you're looking at, Brazil to beat Chile. But yeah, Colombia, Uruguay, very bad without Suarez, terrible at the back. And the only game they've looked anywhere near like a football team is against England, which isn't any mean feat. So
no,
Colombia to beat Uruguay for me.
Okay, this bet then, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Greece, France, Germany, Argentina, and the USA all to qualify 41-1 here with William Hill. Obviously, a lot of those short prices, but the ones that aren't, Mexico 6-4 and the USA at 7-4. So that would be mine. Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Greece, France, Germany, Argentina, and the States all to go through.
Okay. I've just put a little fourfold together as well of the kind of obvious ones. Yep. Colombia at even money, France to beat Nigeria at 1-2, Argentina to beat Switzerland at 1-2, and Germany to beat Algeria at 100-30 on.
Yep.
Pays 4.85-1, so nearly 5-1 for a nice little fourfold.
That sounds good.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Okay, good stuff. The World Cup returns on Saturday.
Yes.
The last 16 gets underway, and we'll be back tomorrow for a look ahead to those matches on the World Cup Daily Podcast. Thank you very much, David.
And, thank you, sir.
Enjoy the rest of the World Cup.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.